everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Hi, Maud.
Hi, Haley.
Welcome back to Mom Life in Luxembourg.
Yes, I'm so excited about this.
So for anyone who doesn't know Maud, she is the creative mastermind behind the Instagram and TikTok handle u.r.family. If you live in Luxembourg and you have young kids and you have not stumbled upon her page or her handle yet, you definitely want to check it out. A lot of weekends find me scrolling, just trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my three kids, 10 and under. Mm-hmm. I think we're like 4 for 4 on going to your park recommendations.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I love hearing this. Like, it makes my day so much better.
Yeah. We should talk about this episode's coming out in November, December-ish, and it's cold. All my kids are fall birthdays, so they are October, November, December. That's unfortunate because you just can't have an outdoor party.
Nope.
But I also don't want to just have my kids be inside in front of the screens, video games. There's only our
That's
house.
What we're all trying to avoid.
Yes, we're all just trying to avoid those screens. Just get those kids out of the house for a couple hours a day. Where are we going, Maud?
For birthday parties, there is Cass Huff that organizes birthday parties with animals.
You is can that a farm?
Yeah, it's a farm in, I don't know if it's Lynchen or if it's Rollingen, but it's in between. It's quite actually a well-known farm, and they have a huge room, so you can host quite a few people. You can bring in your cake, you can bring in your decorations, and they have different activities that you can do with the kids. They can play in the barn, they can go visit the animals and feed the pigs, for example. They can also have a tractor ride, so they have multiple different things you can do with
them. So I have a question about that. Does it smell?
It's a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got the pigs, you've got the cows. But every time we go, kids love it. You have to wear, especially during winter, because we don't want to only be indoors. Like, we want a little girl to experience nature. So we dress her up with all the gear that she can go out.
Like rain boots and the snowsuit.
Yes. And we love her, like, wearing her wellies and just going out and having her little suit, the winter suit, towards us. So she actually loves it. And we love going for different places and parks, not just indoor places. And I love Cass Huff because they have just so many different animals around. So they've got chickens, they've got goats, they've got pigs, they've got cows, and you can visit it freely. Like, you can just move around, you can go there at 6 p.m., 8 a.m., they're always open and the animals are there. So it's a really great spot. Honestly, I really recommend it. And they organize the birthday parties.
And the birthday party itself is inside.
So yes, they have an inside room, and then you can go visit the animals. So you have to still have your gear to go outside or your boots and then go inside.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a mix. You have multiple farms. I actually posted a reel, I think last year, about 5 or 6 different farms that organize birthdays for little kids. I actually specifically posted, like, what was the budget, which kind of activities they offer, how many kids can go there, and which age. Because a lot of times it's above 4 years old. You don't have a lot of farms that welcome kids under 4 for birthday parties, which is quite limiting.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's the way it is.
But when kids get a bit older, maybe they're less interested. Like, I know my 10-year-old.
In animals? Yeah.
My 10-year-old, he will not even go to the pumpkin patch. He won't even go out of the car because it smells like cow poo, fertilizer, anything farm. That's a no for us. But I bet you that my 3-year-old would love it. But I can't really have a party for my 3-year-old that my 10-year-old doesn't go to.
Yeah, you have to find a compromise in between.
Yeah.
Other than the animals and the farms, you still have plenty of different places you can go to. You have a lot of different kids' gyms that host birthday parties. For example, you can book a room somewhere and ask them if they can come and do an activity with the kids. I had a friend doing it, for example. She rented a room in Zandvoort, and then she asked, it's not Little Lions, I can't remember the exact name of the company.
Little Gym?
It may be Little Gym, maybe it was Little Lion. And the guy actually came in, there was a room, he organized different activities with the kids. They played around for 2 hours with him, with the cake in between.
So awesome.
You can have both. You can go to their place or they can come somewhere and do the activity for you.
How do you find this somewhere? Is this a banquet hall? Like, how did she find this room in Sandweiler?
it's not a paddle, it's not a badminton, but it's...
Oh, it's like a sport place.
It's a sport place in Zenwala, and they have a brasserie, so they have a room which can be rented out.
Okay.
For birthday parties. You actually have a lot of different rooms. There is one which is a water tower in the north, or maybe central, depending on your point of view on how it works in Luxembourg with regions, but they have one. And the water tower, for example, they have a room which is a circle, and you can rent out the room for either private events or for birthday parties, depending on what you want to do, but you can rent out the room.
That's cool. Hopefully it's something that you can Google, or they have a website that you can book the room.
Yeah, I have it on my map as well. So if anyone wants to send me a message, I can send the coordinates or the page.
Yeah, or maybe we just put it in the show notes. You have the option of renting a room, bringing in an activity.
Yeah, it can be. I have, for example, a person which is just right across Belgium, and she organizes crafts activities for kids at her place. And for example, she also does birthday parties. So if you reach out to her and you say, okay, I want to organize a theme around fairies, or I want to do it around tractors or dinosaurs or whatsoever, you can discuss with her, and she can organize different types of activities for the kids. So she comes in and then she does the activities with the kids, so the parents can breathe a little bit.
I like that. I like that someone else takes care of it. But it sounds like you have to get creative about what you want. And is that the woman that you mentioned? Is that Unicorner?
It's another one. It's L'Atelier de Bibi, she's called. But there are various ones across Luxembourg that can do it. You also have face painting, a lot of them around Luxembourg, which you can book. And you also have clowns, and you have a lot of different actually services you can book for birthday activities. Either they come to your place if you can host the birthday party, because that's also the question.
Yeah.
Do you want to clean up the mess and host it at yours? Or if you book a room, they can come to that place. A lot of them across Luxembourg.
Where do you find them? You find them on your page, basically.
You can find some of them when you type in Google, for example. And they, because of our page, I have a lot of people who actually reach out and say, oh, look, this is the type of service I offer. So have you seen us and things. So I'm starting to build kind of a list of
vendors.
Yeah. Service providers that offer this type of activities. But I'm sure I still don't have all of them, because as I said, it's very region based. Still
sort of ridiculous, because the whole country takes 2 hours. Like, I'm sure a face painter could come to a different region or whatever.
Yeah, I guess they could. But at the same time, you have to pay to cover that time and the gas and things. So it becomes even more expensive. So is it something you really want to go into? Birthday budgets can sometimes be a bit too high.
Yes. That is why I'm having you on the show. I never knew about the book the room, get the activity. That was like not on my radar at all.
Yeah, you can do that. I also found recently, because I have my own kids. She was born in autumn, winter. So we are in the same struggle. And I was looking for a place where I wanted to host a party, and I found a farm. But like, it's a beautifully renovated farm with a fireplace if you want it and things like this. So very homey. It's beautiful. You can even organize weddings there. And I wanted to rent out the room, but it's just like a matter of how do I make the whole budget fit?
Yeah. If this is also a wedding venue, I don't necessarily think it's going to be in the same budget category as a three-year-old birthday party.
Yeah. Some parents are
going crazy.
Yeah. They have no limits. We are a bit different, especially because he's younger. She doesn't really realize all of this. She's starting to, but not yet. So we don't want to spend a fortune on things. But besides, so you also have indoor playgrounds, which you can rent out the entire place to yourself for birthday parties. There is a kiddies in Dufferdange, I think, or somewhere in the south, or iKids that also do it. In the north, you have the Playground Cafe in Bissen. You can rent out the entire place just for yourself and your guests.
What do you do there?
They have a little area for younger kids, so with little balls, and it's a more protected area. And then you've got a little bit of a structure for the older ones. We have a lot of birthday parties with our friends there. And kids just roam around like freely, and they just, because the door is closed and everything is secure, they just run. So they just spend their energy and that's it.
So this is like for a toddler age birthday party?
Yeah, for toddlers.
Okay.
For toddlers.
And when kids get a little bit older, what have you got?
I think what I would love to do is an ice skating birthday party. with the only kids.
At Kokoshur?
So cool. Yeah. Kokoshire has it. There is the ice park in Beaufort, but I didn't check if they organize birthday parties. Maybe I should. But Kokoshire does it for sure because I checked it out very recently. So you have a 50-minute session with instructors that come with the kids, organize the activities and fun with them on the ice.
They teach them how to ice skate?
I don't know. They didn't really specify what they do with them. They just say they have activities and they have fun and games and things like this. But you also have school, like ice skating school for kids and adults in Kokoshire. But I'd like to have that because I used to go to Kokoshire when I was a kid myself. Like every winter, we'd go there with my mom. So it's very...
To ice skate?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were ice skating every winter and we were going to...
Yes.
We used to go to an amusement park every summer. So we have these milestones, the winter and the summer one. So it's very dear to my heart. And yeah, I think I'd do that. Otherwise... What do you have for older kids? We did not really yet investigate this. I know some museums also organize activities for kids, a little bit more artsy and crafts for kids. So that's also interesting, I think.
What museums?
Not sure Vauban does it. Casino, not sure either. I know I saw it somewhere very recently that they organized the birthday parties. And I know some museums do it, but I can't remember which ones.
I know the...
I have to look into it.
Luxembourg City Museum does a birthday party. I don't know how fun it is. I think it might be rather serious.
Never tried it. But it's like the Kokoshire one. I never tried it because she's too young.
Yes.
So I couldn't really tell if it's... I'm just giving you options that I know of, but I haven't tried them yet because she's too young for them.
Maybe you need some older moms to contribute to your page about these things. What's in the rotation for my 8 to 10-year-old kids, or maybe 7 to 10? Obviously yo-yo, obviously co-jump. So
yeah.
There's co-jump Luxembourg. And then
it
there's
fits.
And then there's co-jump Belge in Messancy.
Yep.
My preference is Messancy, actually, because it's less overstimulating. It's less loud. Like, I can't hang in, like, a place with a bunch of kids screaming and boom loud bass music. Mm. And it, like, it's dark in there and it's just, it's too much. I always leave feeling overstimulated. So that one, I think, is less like that. So that's my preference. And they're both like half an hour away from the city. Mm-hmm. So it's like you split the difference. Who cares?
Yeah. I prefer the SLC one. I haven't tried Foots because I heard terrible things about cleanliness in Foots. Yeah. And I read some Google reviews because I wanted to make sure that maybe it was shared by other people.
Do you ever think that people who write reviews just have something bad to say?
Sometimes, yes. And sometimes it really is genuine. So I try and make the difference between both. That's why I read a lot of different reviews. And then you have to try it for yourself. I just delayed trying it out because, yeah, I didn't really feel comfortable. There was also, I don't know if you've tried it, there was Palomano in Metz.
Uh-uh.
It's more for younger ones again. It's pretend play. So you've got a fireman, you've got police, you've got airplane, you've got beauty. And then it's a whole room, grocery shopping as well, where they can just pretend play. So they have costumes and they have a whole decor around the fireman and the aircraft and things.
That's so fun.
Yeah. We went there. My little one had fun. And I know a lot of moms who went and their little ones had fun too. But I was a bit disappointed, I must say. I thought it was very minimalistic, very basic in terms of decor and things. In a lot of different parks in France, for example, they are very well thought and it's very immersive and there are so many things to do. There is also in Belgium, Le Monde d'Aiden. It's actually a mom who's got a handicapped little one. He's not so little anymore. I think he's called Aiden. He's got blindness and he's also got some motor skills problems. And she never found any indoor playground that was welcoming for people with different disabilities, for kids. She decided to build those indoor playgrounds that are inclusive and accessible to everyone, not just like kids that are healthy, but also the ones with disabilities. And there was a snoozerland room. There are some projections. There are also pretend plays. It's very colorful, but also very calm in certain areas. And they're really well made. And she developed two in Brussels. There was one in Nivelles and another one in another place. I can't remember exactly where, but it's around the Brussels zone. And they're really good.
That sounds awesome. that would be fun for any kid to go to.
Yeah. It's like, just across the border. You have to go there.
It's just across the border. It's called the Atelier of...
Le Monde d'Aden.
The World of
but
Aden.
It's more if you're going to Brussels and you stop somewhere on your way. Yeah, you stop there.
But you said it's just across the border.
No, not just across the border. You have to cross the border.
How far a drive are we talking?
I think probably an hour and a half. That close. I'm hoping in the near future she develops other places closer in the other regions of Belgium, but we are not that far yet.
Okay, yeah, because you can't ask a birthday party people to drive an hour and a half. No, but if you're looking for something to do in indoors.
You also have the karts, the ones that you drive.
Go-karts?
Go-karts,
yeah.
You have go-karts.
Where's that?
You have one in just across the border of Germany, which is called Battlekarts.
Oh, no, I've never heard
it's
of it.
It's going to Trèves, so Trier. Mm. And we went there a couple of years ago with my brother for his birthday, and they organized birthday parties. So they project, it's an empty room where they project the different games and the different roads on the floor, and you go with your cart, and you can either choose only one game of four different ones. So you've got Snake, and you've got the regular go-kart one, kind of Mario Bros. One. And you can book that and you can just go in loops and have...
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, we loved it. As adults, we loved it.
It sounds like real life Mario Kart.
It is. It is. So you have one just across the border and you have one also in Brussels, but that's too far away.
Okay. And it's called what?
Battlekart.
Battlekart.
Yeah.
And the age for that? Do they have a minimum age?
Yeah, they do. They do. I believe it was from 6 or 8, but I'd need to double check. Because again, it's in the age range, which we haven't yet reached.
Uh-huh.
So we were checking these options. Even there is one in Metz. So it's an indoor kart as well on multiple levels. I think they have 2 levels and you can go up and down. And they do organize birthday parties. But for example, we wanted to go with our kid, but they just accept from 5 years old above. So we're not there yet, but 5 is a little bit more accessible for the older kids.
So the Mario Kart, real life Mario Kart in Germany, do you have to rent that out for a birthday party? Or is that something you could just do on like a weekend when the weather sucks?
You can do both. Yeah, if you want to go there when the weather sucks, you have to book in advance. They have everything on their website. That's what we did when we went. You can tell how many people are coming and you can book. You can book a certain slot because they have different timings.
Okay, so don't just show up.
No, you have to book in advance. It's both a mix of places you can go to when the weather does not cooperate, and you can also organize birthday parties. There are both of them. Coco Shoya, you can go there just for fun for 2 hours, or you can also have a birthday party.
Can you just go buy a ticket to go ice skating? Like that?
Yeah.
Anyone can go?
Yeah, at any time.
They also have bowling there, right?
In Coco Shoya?
Yeah, I think so. They have badminton.
I never tried it. Never. If for bowling, there is I Am Wow in City Concorde.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I Am Wow.
In the mall?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I have never known.
They have, because I drove past, I saw them on Instagram and I sent them a message. I was like, are 3 years old allowed? And they were like, it's not based on the age, but it's on the size of your feet. So it's the shoes that you can wear in.
Oh, to go bowling.
Yeah. So for example, I have a friend, her son is 27 in feet size.
Uh-huh.
And he is my kid's age and he can go. But my kid can't because she's only 25, so she can't go.
Just put her in 2 pairs of socks.
Yeah, true. But I Am Wow, yes. And they have the bowling, they have the billard, so the pool, and they have different activities as well. There is also karaoke that started. There is one in Luxembourg City, and there is also one at Gridix.
Are they nice or are they gross?
That just started. I have someone I know who is a bartender. And he went for a private event at Gridix and he sent me a message. He was like, you have to try it out. It's so cool. Like they made different decors in the different rooms and they have like I checked out their website and they have over 17,000 songs I think you can choose from. They have quite a wide range of different songs you can choose from. And it really looked quite cool.
And not like smoky and alcohol-y.
You know, very just like having fun and just play around.
Nice.
And they have the food court as well, really close by, with all sorts of different food, which I find is amazing when you have people that want very different things, but you want to eat together. So they have Japanese, they have Italian, they have burgers, they have all sorts of different food.
And where is this?
Gridix. It's in Mont-d'Archange. So it's southwest.
Okay. Wow. You're blowing my mind again with all these things, all these places that are not even on my radar. We are doing a birthday party at Les Thermes. By the time this episode airs, the birthday party will have come and gone. Hopefully I will have lived to tell about it. Mm. Makes me a little bit nervous because my kids are independent swimmers, but the bigger ones are independent swimmers. I don't know the extent of which their friends are independent swimmers. So I had to be like, if your kid is not an independent swimmer, then you need to come and watch your kid, because there's no way I'm running after 15 kids like in a giant, Les Thermes giant, right? They have three or four different pools. Like, I don't know what the etiquette on that is. Do you?
I know a lot of swimming pools organize birthday parties. Never tried them because, again, she's too young. But I thought it was a really great idea too, because they love going swimming and they can run around. And Les Thermes, they have this wave pool, which is really cool. Even my kid is talking about it.
Has she been?
Yeah, we go there sometimes. When she was a bit younger, she didn't really like it, but she went there recently with her dad and she came back. She was like, I want to go back to the wave pool. She was raving about it.
Yeah, the wave pool's a hit, but also my three-year-old goes on the slides on my lap, which is annoying.
Yeah, she wants to do it with my husband as well. I don't want to do it with her, but she came down, and because it's going like in Niederanven pool, there is also a slide, but it's not as fast as the one in the dam. So she's a little bit more safe, and my husband like
lifts her up.
Yeah, lifts her up so she doesn't get like the water. And he did it at the dam, but still, like she got water on her face. Yeah, but she was fine. She was fine. She wasn't disgusted with going back to the slide. She just felt it a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but otherwise no. But the only thing is, last time my husband went, the dam was really cold.
Really?
Yeah. He said like he's the type of person that warms up. Like he goes out during winter with just a t-shirt. Like he doesn't need anything else. So he's really warm. And he went in there and he told me like I was shivering.
Like walking around the pool deck? How long?
No, even in the pool. The pool, apparently the water was not really warm. And inside the rest of the rooms, it was a bit cold.
How long ago was that?
I think it was about a month and a half.
Really? Because I just went the other week and it was the first time ever that I was walking around the pool deck being like, I'm cold. And normally I'm annoyed at how hot it is in there.
Yeah.
But it's not fun to be cold. Yeah. It wasn't shivering.
He told me he was.
Yeah. That's not ideal. That's not ideal.
Especially during winter months.
Yes.
Like you can catch something or... Because you're wet and it's very cold, not really.
And I also just wonder about all that, like humidity and coughing and stuff. Yeah. But
you know what? There is another place. I love Germany. In general, I always tell my husband, that's something I told you last time. I love Luxembourg because of how you can experience different cultures, architecture, history, and just in an hour drive. Whether you go to France, Germany, Belgium, elsewhere, it's just incredible the amount of things you can do and see that are so different when you live in Luxembourg and you are in Luxembourg. And Germany, I think, is one of my favorite places to go to. They have so many different activities. And they have one concept, which I didn't find in the other surrounding countries right now. It's a salt room. It's pure salt, and it's a specific salt that cures diseases either during winter, but also with asthma or sometimes with certain allergies, it can help.
Really?
So you don't only go during summer, but you can do like a cure throughout the year. And they have just across the border, again, here in Luxembourg, it's called Saltzeit, and it's a playroom for kids, and it's salt on the ground, and there is mist in the room, and it helps fight the viruses and bacteria and things that you have in your lungs. You can stay max an hour in there, because otherwise you can be lightheaded, or it's not ideal when you go above an hour, but it is really great.
And does that effectively mean a bunch of kids that are getting sick and trying to fight it?
You have a bit of everything. We went there and we were the only ones because you have to book in advance, especially on weekends. Sometimes it can take up a month before you get a spot.
Wow.
On the weekends. Yeah, because it's so popular.
Wow.
But during the week, it's a lot easier. We booked like a very last minute thing last time when we were on holidays. We had some days off and we booked something there. Not that many because it's limited in terms of capacity. So you don't have a bunch of different kids playing around, but it feels like going to a beach, but indoor and with salts because there are like shovels and there are some structures you can climb on. And it's a small room where you can just play around, have fun, fight the viruses during winter.
What do you think is the maximum age that a kid would enjoy that salt room?
I know that she organizes things for pregnant moms or some yoga in the room as well. So I think a lot of kids could still have fun. Like she's got a structure on the wall which you can climb up. I'd probably say for having a lot of fun for an hour, I'd say around 6, 7. But I wasn't there with my kid and I played with her and I really had a lot of fun and I felt something when I was in there. It was a very special experience.
I'm so glad I had you on the show. I'm taking notes. This is great. Okay, I feel like my winter's sorted. We are well over time. Is there any other, like maybe not necessarily for a full-on birthday party that you have to throw a big budget on, but just you wake up, the weather is still bad. Any other final recommendations about where to go just to get the kids moving?
I'm huge about museums. I love going to museums when it's really like bad weather because I love art and I want to expose my child even from a young age, even though she doesn't understand everything and I can't read or see all the art and things that are laid around. I love taking her there. And one of my favorite is Luxembourg Science Center in the south. It's not a museum, it's a science center. So you have, I can't remember how many stations you have. I think 80 something. They have a lot of different stations which you can play with. So it's a huge room and you can test different things and you can even lift yourself up a chair. You can play with sand that changes color because there is a projector that detects the amount of sand there is. So it goes from green to red and blue and it changes colors. They also have some shows, like science shows with people that come in and do them. And it's a really good one. I really liked it. We have to go back, actually.
What about art? You mentioned art.
Yeah, art.
Vauban?
Vauban, my child is a bit too young. They have some visits for really young kids. So from 0 to 1, they have some visits and activities and playrooms or play dates that they organize. But my little one is older, too old for that. The one we went to very recently was the Natural History Museum in Negrund.
Oh, don't know about that.
No, it's a beautiful one. They even started the garden on the side and they've got 2 different terraces in the museum. You have the history about the human history, but you also have a slide in the museum, like from level 1 to ground floor, so you can connect the two. You learn about the planet, you learn about the fauna and flora of Luxembourg, but also generally speaking with animals. It was a really good one and they have a lot of interactive drawers or buttons and things all across the museum, which kids can interact with. And I think with kids of different ages, you can go, like they will find something they like. We also went to the Lechberg City Museum. They have an ongoing exhibition until January 2027, I think, which is called City Visions. And they built an entire floor completely dedicated to immersive experiences. So you can draw on a wall. There is a room to make some collages and art. There are also some printing stations, some Legos, some trains. There is also an art laid on. It's a magnetic art, which you can move pieces around. It's like a battle, I think, a war battle with horses and things. And you can move them around as if it was an interactive painting.
So cool.
Yeah. We really loved that exhibition and we very much appreciated that a museum in Luxembourg thought of a dedicated space for kids to be kids because you know how difficult it can be to take them to museums. In Vauban, my hit is going to the immersive room. So they have a room in Vauban where they project different art pieces they have across the museum and they make it live. For example, if there is an ocean, you will see that there are some waves going on and then they zoom in the painting and they make it a bit more alive and things. And you have a whole show in the room going with different paintings. My little one loved it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Is this a book in advance situation also?
No,
you just show up.
Just walk in.
That's what I like. How about Sundays?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they are open on Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah, they are open on Sundays. Double check, because sometimes the hours can vary and double check. But they are open on Sundays. My favorite thing, because life is getting more and more expensive nowadays with everything, is taking advantage of the 7 Museum 1 Mile, I can't remember the exact name of the program, but one evening a week, a museum is free. So for example, the Natural History Museum is every Tuesday evening, free entrance.
Starting at 6?
Starting at 6. The Lichtenberg City Museum is every Thursday, starting from 5, if I remember. They have different timings depending on the museum, but a lot of them, even Moudam, I believe, is on Wednesday, and Villa Vauban is on Friday. So they all have one day a week, one evening a week, where you can go for free.
Wow. I know what I'm doing on date night.
Yeah,
next
right?
Friday night.
Yeah.
Forget those kids. But that's cool. The thing about nighttime, for me, especially because I'm American and our dinner starts at 6:30. Bedtime for the kids is 7:30.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it. But for all those Europeans who are out there whose kids stay up late,
yeah,
enjoy it.
Mine God bless is you. Like that too. Yeah, she goes to bed at 8:30. And sometimes our life revolves around her needs, her crèche, her everything. And sometimes in a while, we're just like, okay, let's just take one night. Or she can go to bed a little bit later. Yeah, she'll be a bit fussy by the end of the evening. But we want to do something for ourselves because we are expats as well. So we don't have the luxury of having parents or friends or someone that can keep the kids and stay with the kids with whom you feel comfortable and your kids will be well taken care of. And plus, it's so expensive getting a babysitter to come in. The babysitter plus the restaurant plus the activity you want to do with your husband.
Yeah.
So yes. Expensive.
I 10 out of 10 agree with that whole statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we're just like, okay, she'll go to bed a little bit later. She'll come with us and we'll do something.
That's cool. Good for you. I think that's the way to survive parenting. Maud, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment, or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Mom Life in Luxembourg. Thanks so much and have a great day.